You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
Hello, this is Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for April 27th. In the run-up to his series, Stephen Moffat repeatedly argued that there is no such thing as the 11th Doctor. There's just one man, the Doctor, who's put on a different face. He compared it to wearing different clothing. Don't you behave a little differently when you look a little different? Well, with all due respect to Mr. Moffat, I don't completely buy it. Just one counterexample is the difference between the 5th Doctor and the 6th Doctor. You flip a switch and suddenly you go from a vulnerable, understated, youthful Doctor to a somewhat egotistical, mercurial, and passionate one. Just look at the sharp change in his relationship with Perry. Closer to home, let's look at The Beast Below. The 11th Doctor appears to have lost a great deal of his predecessor's empathy. He's far more comfortable consoling and relating to children than he is with adults. He's the Willy Wonka Doctor. That's what the plot hinges upon. You can see the 10th Doctor sorting it all out and nervously but finally pushing the abdicate button himself. But the 11th Doctor, limited by logic and frustration, lacks the emotional intelligence that, of all people, crazy Amy Pond possesses to perceive the solution. So why is Stephen Moffat pushing the notion of the same man so hard? Because he's working against what our eyes are seeing, a different man in different circumstances, performing different scripts. What many of us are seeing as a more alien doctor may be more properly described as a more mysterious doctor. In the literal definition of mystery, something beyond understanding. It's an almost biblical example of duality. The Doctor is simultaneously the same man and completely different. Which is, I think, the key to this TV show's longevity, but that's another podcast. This also explains why Davies and Moffat were both right about the Doctor's attitude toward regeneration before and after the fact. The 10th Doctor's attitude in the end of time rings true. He doesn't want to go, a new man saunters off. But the 11th Doctor isn't exactly weeping for the man he used to be, because he's as comfortable in his new skin as his predecessor used to be. He's been through this before. As Abraham Lincoln said, he thinks anew and acts anew. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for April 27th. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord, and Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord. Thanks for listening. I'll see you Thursday evening.